Blog Talk Radio.
Indeed it is. Good morning, y'all. Welcome to another edition of the Christopher Smith Show here on the Blog Talk Radio Network. I appreciate you guys for being here. Honestly, you guys could have been anywhere else in the world. It is Saturday, and I'm a different person on the weekends than I am on a weekday. On a weekday, I'm supposed to be in the hustle. I'm supposed to be in the grind. I'm supposed to be in the wind. On the weekend, it's more of a leisure time, and it kind of bothers me when I am by myself. I tell individuals all the time in life, you'll know when you're loved because you're that person's number one. There's a lot of people that live in this world and don't understand that when you meet someone and you are engaging, your worlds, your paths have crossed, you guys have met each other, and you're supposed to be interacting, and that is where and what I am going to talk about today here on the Christopher Smith Show, Blog Talk Radio Network, 31.1fm.com. People, I'm going to talk about something that a lot of people just don't have. They will talk strong to try and compensate for their weakness. People, I will be the first to tell you that when you go into the female section of a store, when you go to look at their care products, you'll see things like flowers, and in repetition, you'll see the word soft, soft skin, soft, soft, soft. When it comes to men, what is our perspective is hard, muscular, hard. I have never seen the narrative of misinterpretation of what actually is more than I've seen from a woman. This is why I understand now the perspective of a female and the perspective of a woman. So let me correct myself. I have never seen miscommunication. I have never seen delusional more than I've seen from a female. When it comes to men, we will ride a narrative. We're supposed to be hard. We're supposed to not cry. We're supposed to be strong no matter what. And not only is that the way we are, we're actually wired to be that way. When I listen to individuals that say they met a male instead of a man, it makes more sense. But why do people talk about perspectives and narratives that don't exist within them? People, what I'm going to talk about here today is, do you have low self-esteem or no self-esteem? Because there's a difference. There is a difference. When I hear about individuals in abusive relationships, that is not to me low self-esteem. That's no self-esteem. People, you're talking to someone that was in an abusive relationship. If you wasn't in an abusive relationship, knock it off with your narratives. All right? If you can understand what I say when I say low self-esteem or no self-esteem, let me introduce you to the younger me. 35, 30 years ago me, when I was 12. When I was 12 years old, I knew that I was going to be different. I knew that I was different. Let me say that, not was. I knew at 12 years old, adults told me I was different. People told me I was different. And most of all, by the time I was 12 years old, it was obvious I wasn't going to be favored by women. The little girls told me I was different. But what happens when you've been told all your life, I have no swag? What happens when you've been told all your life now, you're just boring? What happens? What am I to do? What is one to do? Oh, my. Now, if I had low self-esteem, that still is a problem. If I had no self-esteem, it would have been worse. Here's what I'm going to do right now. I am going to look up the definition of esteem and see if I can get an understanding. The difference. Let me change that. What is the definition of low self-esteem?
According to WebMD, low self-esteem is when someone lacks confidence about who they are and what they can do.
Okay. So low self-esteem is when someone lacks the confidence about who they are and what they can do. When you have low self-esteem, that is pretty much the narrative of what I just said, all right? Because I had women tell me all of my life I wasn't cool enough or I had no swag, it did not change who I was. It didn't. I studied the ship on who I was. This is the reason why. When I was in an abusive relationship with the Tia LaShawn Bradley, and I want to be clear, 30th of October, 2021, for those that have been following me for years, know that when I say her name, I must say the date, because I don't want anyone from her camp to listen to my words, and don't let that woman feel as though she have enough ammunition to retaliate against true words. You see, what I've learned, and this is what my mama taught me, I'm going to go left for a second. What I learned, and this is what my mama taught me, and I want to be clear about something before I say this story. I have no relationship from the woman that created me, nor do I have a relationship from the woman that I created. Now, if I was to have no self-esteem or low self-esteem, we'd be in a relationship. I want to be clear about something. The woman that will have me will have a man. That woman will appreciate my man characteristics. But for some reason in the past, all the women that loved my man characteristics, they just didn't love the fact that I had very high self-esteem. And it is the high self-esteem that makes me the man that I am today. But my mom, the woman that created me, my daughter, the woman that I created, both of them, was on some old, you're not going to let me treat you like trash. My retaliation to both of them individuals was nothing. Nope. Women never hear that. My retaliation simply was remove myself from their life. That's it. I got no... There's not a bone in me that says, I want to go back around them and give them what they gave me. When you have high self-esteem, you know your worth. When you have high self-esteem, this says, when someone lacks confidence, about who they are and what they can do. When you have high self-esteem, there is no lacking of who you are and what you can do. What is the definition of high self-esteem? High self-esteem is an individual evaluation of their own self-worth. Wow. See that? They have beliefs about oneself as well as their emotional state. Wow. Self-esteem and the individual evaluation and know their own self-worth. They believe, they have beliefs about themselves as well as their emotional state. I did not look at the definition before I told y'all that. What is the definition of a person with no self-esteem?
According to WebMD, low self-esteem is when someone lacks confidence about who they are and what they can do. They often feel incompetent, unloved, or inadequate. People who struggle with low self-esteem are consistently afraid about making mistakes or letting other people down.
Wow. I asked for no self-esteem. It just gave me low. I guess there isn't a definition for no self-esteem. So, I want to be clear. I am not here to brag about who I am. I am here to help individuals understand who they are, as I did for the past 20 years with my clients. I'm an advocate for the cause. I have and will always have individuals listen to 5 sentences of what I say, but shut their ears off a half a sentence in when I start. I want to be clear about something. I am not an individual that will change. I'm not. I will love those that don't love me. My mom does not love me. She doesn't. My mom is full of hate. That's something she has to deal with. The child that I fathered, I can't say my child. I don't want to offend all the women of color out there and have them thinking that I'm a man and I'm going to say it's my child when I know it's yours. You bear it for 9 months. I get it now. I've been trained. It works both ways. So the child that I fathered, I love that person. But what I will not do is allow someone to say, I am going to treat you like trash. Because respecting and loving you is an option. In the community where I'm from North New Jersey. In the community of where I'm from, respecting a man in my image is an option. The community in where I'm from, you are not who you say you are unless a woman defines you. You know how many times I've been told that don't mean nothing. My greatest accomplishments in my life, I was told only by women of color, that don't mean nothing. I've spoken in front of thousands of people before, and those individuals is the reason why my accomplishments is the reason why they had me there speaking in front of them. But the only individuals, and I mean it's not close, the only individuals that said, no, that don't mean nothing. Oh, you did this, you've done that. Oh, all that don't mean nothing. People, you want to know the origins of this conversation, yes? Mm-hmm. You're probably saying, okay. Last night, I spent about an hour and a half on the phone with my friend. And I had to tell this individual, I want to be clear about something. Because this individual, when you're talking to him, he don't know. When he's stressing out, He'll repeat what you said in anger and just throw it back in your face. Hey, man, that's not a good idea. Hey, man, I know that's not a good idea. And then he'll go tear into me. But I sit back and pause and be like, all right, I know the origins. And I told that individual last night, I said, listen, bro, you're in a situation where a woman took a choice. And instead of doing things the right way, that individual went left. I said, so what you got to understand is all this bickering back and forth. I said, that little bullshit 20-minute sermon that you was on, well, I was dozing off. And he started bust out laughing. And that's what I'm here for. That's what I'm here for. I don't have nobody to look out for me like I look out for. I had an individual tell me the other day, why do you talk so highly of your friends? That's what I'm here for. I don't have nobody that talks highly of me. I don't. I will spend a conversation on the phone with people that I know and give them a bunch of praise. Do I get it back? No. But that's not what I'm here for. I'm here to make sure that these shoulders that I quote-unquote was blessed with, the load that I can put on these shoulders, I am just here to make sure when individuals need an uplift, I tuck my shoulders up under their shoulders and I lift them up. That's what I'm here for. That's what I'm here for. It feels good to me. At the end of the day, when I go home and I get me a Haagen-Dazs ice cream, that's my payment. That's my payment. That's my payment. That is my payment. And for those that are out there that are having issues, for those that are out there that are doing good, and you was told that you don't fit in, you was told, you know, the no good version of you just do it better than you. You know, there are women out there who are looking at an individual that is worse off than them and would say, how did they get married? And they will come up with that perspective and narrative because of the bad that person is compared to them. But I will speak on that same bad within that person and the woman to get mad at me. You want an example of what I'm talking about? My friend, his wife will go talk to their friend, to her friend, excuse me, get beat up by her friend, and then his wife will come back home and get mad at him. My mother, whom I paid her bills for 3.5 years, who I loved, my mother listened to some of my literature and said, no, you will not talk about women like this. My first rebuttal was, Ma, women of this generation aren't like women of your generation. Well, my mom then said, well, I got nieces, to say, okay, yeah, he right, but I got to hate him because I'm emotional and I got to hate him. I've only got this from women of color where I'm from. I only got this from them. Kinetically, just seem to all be connected, going to hate based on. So explain to me, I would like for somebody to email me. You listen to this, email me the equation to this problem. For years, I have told my mother about the show Maury Povich. My mom didn't believe me. I said, Ma, there's a woman came on TV, got tested by three guys. Neither one of them was the father of the child. My mom said, I don't believe that. Women don't do that. My mom then listened to the show, called me up hysterical. I watched the show where blah, blah, blah. I said, Mom, I've been telling you about this show for years. She's now a believer. When my mom was talking to me about some of my literature, my mom, as I just stated, I tried to tell my mom there's a difference between women of your generation and women of my generation. Well, when you're talking to delusional and when you're talking to emotional, they'll find a way, no matter what, to connect to, because they want to hate. But when it's not real, and I want to be clear about something when I say it's not real. I have a lot of individuals like my mom that speak up for women that they claim they're not like. It's only a certain amount of times when I'm going to say, okay, because when I stop talking, that's when I'm saying I'm backing up off you. There's a lot of individuals that make these claims, oh, I'm not like that. And they protect these individuals. I'm like, well, wait a minute. But people, I have been asked to speak on platforms about racial issues that happened in the past. People, I declined 100% of the time. I have been asked at least about 2,000 times to comment, to come on people's programs, to comment on issues going on in the world. You know why I didn't? Because that was not my lane. My lane is an advocate for fathers and men. Person that got shot by a white cop, that's not my lane. So I'm wise enough to know that there are people that are advocates about that, that know all the nooks and crannies of that, that I'm not going to get myself on the platform and try to put my intellect with that. You see how I can do that? I have never met a woman where I'm from, and I'm from Newark, New Jersey, that did that. It was just talking about women, and I'm a married woman. I got five kids. Me and my husband, we got a great life. But you're talking about a no good. You're talking about a woman with 10 kids, like kids from a dude that's on welfare and saying, bitch, I'm a bad bitch. You're talking about her. You're talking about her. All right? So answer me this. Send me this. You can put a comment below the video or send me your answer to this math equation at the National Fathers League info. You have to put the. And the Gmail is the National Fathers League info@gmail.com. All right. Here's the math equation for all those that say, no, you overreacted. Here's the math equation. When my mom was talking to me about what I shouldn't say and everything, I then told my mom, Mom, it's not women of your generation. My mom then told me, so what? I got nieces, and I'm sure they're not like that. Okay. I said, well, wait a minute. So that means now you're sticking up for your nieces. I said, your two sons was at war now for over 10 years, and you didn't say anything. Your two sons, me and my brother, we don't speak. I haven't spoken to them. Today is the 30th of October, 2021. I had not spoken to my brother since 2008. Me and my mom had this falling out in 2019. That's 11 years. So when I said what I said, me and your son, me and your two sons been at war now for well over a decade. You said you did not want to get involved. But now you spewing all this hate and venom towards me because of my literature, and you want to somehow connect yourself as an advocate to my pain and hurt and what I'm speaking out against. You want to connect yourself with it because your niece? But what about your sons? Now, what I just asked was, could you please send me the equation to that at the National Fathers League info@gmail.com? But here's what I'm going to bet. Anybody sending other than Chris, you're right. Because I'm going to tell y'all something. You don't get me to react to something one time. When I have overwhelming evidence. evidence. That's what I learned in law school. Overwhelming evidence. That's when I react. I'm almost willing to bet nobody will be able to send me the solution to that equation. Nobody. Because of anything other than hate and you're right is wrong. This is why I do not allow this borrowing of esteem amongst people. I'm going to let you borrow my esteem. Yeah, go ahead and have be screwing five women and having 10 kids by five different women. I'm going to let you borrow my morals. I don't do that, man. And I'm not going to let no individual who says, I'm going to do and live the right way, and I'm not going to do this, and I don't want to do that because it's going to make me look at that. I'm not going to let that person then turn around and be someone reckless. I'm not going to let you do that. I'm going to say, why are you defending individuals not in your class? Because people, today I asked, is it low or no self-esteem? In the marquee I put, from being laughed at when I was a kid to being told by females, I'm just corny with no swag. I'm sorry, my self-esteem cannot be tested. So pay attention. Have a good day, y'all.